Hello, and welcome to the trailer episode of Calm in Midlife podcast. Let me start by explaining who this podcast is for. It's for any women who feel they are in midlife. I've deliberately said women who feel they are in midlife, as I want to explore the question, what is midlife? The most common definition of midlife is 40 to 60 years old. But as you will hear, some women who feel they are in midlife, they'll tell you it started in their late 30s, while others are still in midlife in their late 60s and beyond. I want you, the listener, to feel you are part of the conversation. Listen to and visualise how the journey of others can have a positive impact on your journey through midlife. In each episode, we'll talk about who each person is as a midlife woman. We will explore their journey through midlife so far, where they feel it started, and when and what it means to them now on their journey of transition. The conversations will be relaxed with some laughter, possibly some tears, and end with the question, what is one piece of advice you would give to other women who feel they are in midlife and not sure what they are feeling about it? But first, how did the concept of Calm at Midlife podcast come about? Well, it started with my midlife journey. I retired when I was 55 from the NHS. I'd worked full-time most of my career and knew I would have an income from a pension that I could rely on. But I felt too young to be retired and had planned that I would launch a coaching business in the first year with a mix of coaching NHS staff and developing a parent coaching business. I was going to use all the skills I'd learned in my career as a nurse, midwife, health visitor and, prior to retirement, a coach. I was very able to coach all of those people. I continued my professional development for my coaching and even planned a podcast for nurses and midwives. I was taking over my work and additional income, but again, something wasn't quite right. I felt I was procrastinating and not sure that this work was now aligned with my heart. My head was saying, do this as you're known, liked and trusted to do this work. But again, as well as my heart, my gut was telling me that this was not the journey I wanted to go on now. I decided to engage with a coach for myself to help me unravel what it was I wanted next. So, in this last year, and the now 57-year-old Maria, is not coaching nurses or parents, but has moved on to coaching women who feel they are in midlife, just as I am. The key thing about my podcast is I want women in midlife to share and learn about the opportunities to access coaching that will take them on a journey of transformation in midlife. I've developed the CALM model that will help midlife women to understand their limiting beliefs, understand how they, as I do, may procrastinate, transition into a career or develop a hobby or go into something else that they've always dreamed of, that age is just a number and not a definition of who they are, what they are capable of. Understand what this journey of transition in life means for them now. As I interview these midlife women, I want the listener to understand they are not the only ones out there. Hear that women want to be recognised for who they are as a person, not just as a mum, a wife, a daughter, a friend, a carer, or anything else they define themselves as. I want women to see how moving out of their comfort zone to be able to challenge with confidence the confines of what society thinks a midlife woman should do or be. I want women to see how moving out of their comfort zone to be able to challenge with confidence the confines of what society thinks a midlife woman should do or should be. And how coaching helps them when they feel changes or change or doing something different is just not available for them now. I use a blended approach to coaching women in midlife, as we sure know that not one size fits all. So my model of CALM, which is clarity, acceptance, learning and motivation, takes an approach that people can feel they are on that journey. Clarity gives you time to think about what you want to accomplish in midlife and how you can achieve it. Set goals, realise those goals, and with a sense of purpose, be clear about what you want. Accept, as your mentor, this is the opportunity for you to work with another woman in midlife who can give you a confidential space to talk about your beliefs and values while sharing the lessons I've learned and accepted, and that may help to guide you. Learn in a confidential space to talk about what keeps you awake at night. What would you not even tell your best friend for fear of looking silly? Learning what midlife is to you and what you could achieve if you're able to unravel all that you've achieved so far and what more you can achieve through learning. Finally, motivation. Using a restorative approach and tapping into the neuroscience of how you can take stock of life so far and live it on your terms, we will discover what motivates you to be who you are and who you want to be. My blended approach to coaching increases your confidence, gives you a sense of purpose, and blocks those feelings of incapacity and helps you to make changes you want to make for your midlife. I provide a confidential space so you'll have time to think, feel, and grow. Heighten your self-awareness, challenge any self-limiting beliefs, and unlock your motivational drivers to support your growth as a midlife woman. As I bring this trailer to a close, I'd like to share a quote for you to ponder. I love listening to Brené Brown. She's a very inspirational woman. In 2018, she wrote this article about midlife, and she called it The Midlife Unraveling. Midlife is when the universe gently places her hands upon your shoulders, holds you close, and whispers in your ear, "I'm not screwing around." All of this pretending and performing, these coping mechanisms that you've developed to protect yourself from feeling inadequate and getting hurt, has to go. Your armour is preventing you from growing into your gifts. I understand that you needed these protections when you were small. I understand that you believed your armour could help you secure all of the things you needed to feel worthy and lovable. But you're still searching, and you're more lost than ever. Time has grown short. There are unexplored adventures ahead of you. You can't live the rest of your life worried about what other people think. You are born worthy of love and belonging. Courage and daring are coursing through your veins. You are made to live in love with your whole heart. It's time to show up and be seen. Who do you want to be in the future? I can help you decide and achieve that next step. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Check out the show notes for more details on the things we talked about today. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. You can find me on my socials on LinkedIn and Maria Richardson Coaching on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love it if you could leave a review, and don't forget to press follow if you want my show to automatically download every week. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode. Bye for now.